On September 10, 1942, an incident at a Canadian wood processing plant gave rise to 8 acts of heroism.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Arthur Nerbonne and Douglas Reed were working that morning at the plant in Gatineau, Quebec. They were in an underground concrete tank where sludge from wood pulping was collected when they were engulfed in a pocket of hydrogen sulfide, an irritating and highly poisonous gas. Reed managed to stumble to the exit ladder and climb out, but Nerbonne collapsed face forward into 18 inches of the soupy sludge. After calling for help, Reed went back in and managed to drag his co-worker to the ladder and cradle his head above the pulp before he also passed out, slumping into a sitting position. Then a succession of men, including Maurice Dorion, Wilfred Racine, Joseph Jackson, Lucien Charon, Philippe Turcotte, Lucien Verreaux, and David Moreau, all climbed down into the noxious pit. Though some of them also passed out in the process, using ropes, everyone was eventually hoisted out. Those overcome during the rescue effort were revived. Since they had risked their own lives to help, all 8 were named heroes.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more, visit carnegiehero.org.